Let's talk now about the photography and photo sharing company Shutterfly. They've acquired the digital printing company Spoonflower for $225 million. Now, Spoonflower helps users create custom fabrics, wallpaper, and more. Here to chat about the deal is Shutterfly CEO Hillary Schneider. So, Hillary, this really seems like a lot of natural synergy, at least between Shutterfly and Spoonflower. So what can some of the Shutterfly users now expect with this acquisition?
Yeah, one of the things that we're so excited about with this acquisition is the fact that it essentially democratizes the ability for everybody to be a creator. And historically on Shutterfly, that creation was photo personalization. But with Spoonflower, it really broadens the marketplace to enable personalization to include custom design. And so there's millions of designs that you can get on Spoonflower for fabrics and wallpapers and table linens and bed linens that really allow you to authentically express yourself. And so you'll be able to buy those goods on Shutterfly and Snapfish. Likewise, we'll be introducing our 21 million customers to Spoonflower and its amazing product set.
Now, you talk about the exploding DIY or do-it-yourself movement over the course of the pandemic, the last 18 months or so. Do you see that demand staying as we kind of head out of the pandemic now? So many companies have talked about the growth that they saw over the pandemic, but even just in their recent quarterly earnings, have talked about some of that demand leveling off. And frankly, we've heard about some of that demand really being unsustainable.
Yeah, I think that I'd like to talk about two trends. One is over the last decade, we've certainly seen a trend toward e-commerce away from bricks and mortar. And I think with the pandemic, that was a step change that's a positive change for e-commerce on a go-forward basis. The second thing is the creator economy is a $2.25 trillion marketplace. And we know that consumers, their number one go-to when they think about what they want is they're really looking for that personal expression of their authentic self. So that could be by buying a fabric or putting a pattern on wallpaper for your apartment, or it could be on the products we already provide. But it really is a trend towards personalization and self-expression.
I'm just excited because I know my producers will be happy to get wallpaper of my face on their walls as they do some redecorating in their houses. But I do want to ask, because Spoonflower, as I mentioned, helps users create those custom fabrics, that wallpaper, that gift wrap. What are some of the new goods that might be coming down the pike after this, essentially this merger between Spoonflower and Shutterfly?
Right. So just as a reminder, Shutterfly owns two consumer brands, Shutterfly and Snapfish, and home decor and gifting now represent about 30% of those businesses. And it's the fastest growing part of those businesses. So with this acquisition, we'll be able to add the products that Spoonflower has today for consumers who come to Shutterfly or to Snapfish. And then we really look forward to thinking about how do we expand that creator marketplace. Once again, with that focus of democratization, today the designs they focus on are repetitive designs you use in fabric or wallpaper. But really the world your oyster as you think about custom designs for wedding announcements or for baby showers or for all the gifts you may need to give for hostess presents all the way through to for your bridesmaids. And we really look forward to embracing the design of those creators as we think about refreshing what we offer on our consumer e-commerce experience.
Hillary, I'm curious to know, as we see some of these raw materials, the prices at least on the rise, how much inflation is a worry for the company?
You know, to date, we've been really solid in our experience with our suppliers. We have significant scale in the way we approach acquiring raw goods. And to date, we've been able to tamp down rising prices on the raw goods front. Always something we continue to evaluate. on the flip side, I would also mention that because we offer a custom product, often consumers are willing to pay a little bit more for that.
All right, we'll have to leave that there. Shutterfly CEO Hillary Schneider, thanks so much for joining us today.